Krishna and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As the king entered the gate of the city, all the citizens received him with many auspicious articles like lambs, flowers and yogurt. The king was also received by many beautiful unmarried girls whose bodies were bedecked with various ornaments, especially with earrings which collided with one another. Purport. Offerings of natural products such as betel nuts, bananas, newly grown wheat, paddy, yogurt and vermilion carried by the citizens and scattered throughout the city are all auspicious paraphernalia according to Vedic civilization for receiving a prominent guest like a bridegroom, king or spiritual master. Similarly, a welcome offered by unmarried girls who are internally and externally clean and are dressed in nice garments and ornaments is also auspicious. Kumari or unmarried girls, untouched by the hand of any member of the opposite sex, are auspicious members of society. Even today in Hindu society, the most conservative families do not allow unmarried girls to go out freely or mix with boys. They are very carefully protected by their parents while unmarried. After marriage, they are protected by their young husbands. And when elderly, they are protected by their children. When thus protected, women as a class remain an always auspicious source of energy to men. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So these texts are explaining the welcome of Prithu Maharaj after he is coming back from the sacrificial arena. So in this description of Srimad Bhagavatam and throughout the Puranas and Itihasas, it seems to the human mind very fictitious, and that's why they say it is mythology. The human teeny brain cannot accept this explanation. Like while we heard the explanation of Prithu Maharaj churning the mother earth in the form of a cow. So when he was milking, he made different people the calves. The demigods, the demons, the Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Yakshas, birds, beasts, everybody got their shares to live peacefully. And also it is mentioned earlier that Prithu Maharaj was performing his sacrifice on the bank of Saraswati in Brahmavarta. So Brahmavarta is the place where Swayambhuva Manu lives. Again, the prior of this discussion, when Brahma was creating the universes, he ordered Manu and Shatrupa to rule over the earthly planet. And Manu Maharaj says that earthly planet is missing. Then he asked his father, Brahmaji, the earthly planet is not there. Then immediately he opens his eyes and, you know, then he closes his eyes and contemplates what happened. Then immediately from his nostrils a big, little ant form comes out, and it started expanding, took a huge, gigantic form of a boar. So that time, the earth was actually hidden by the Rakshasa, Hiranyaksha, in the down, in the Garbhodakshi ocean. So when we see the discussions of different planetary systems and related to earthly planet, we immediately think that the tiny globe is earthly planet. You know, you see the ball, America, New Zealand, Australia, Africa, India, Asia. This is not earthly planet. If it is only the Prithu Maharaj milking this earth, why all the planetary systems, the inhabitants of all the planets, they would come here? So heaven also included in the earthly planet. Although there is a description of, 14 planetary systems. Even the down, the seven lokas, they also came. Pitri lokas, bhutas, they came. So all the 14 planet systems here are considered earthly planet, not only this globe, what we actually perceive. So scientific calculation cannot actually reach to that beyond this mundane calculation. Even in the third canto, the description of Kapiladev, his father, Kardama Muni, traveling. After, he married after many years with Divahuti. And it says that that places where he traveled, Brahma has no access, the creator, the engineer of this universe. Where is Moru Mountain, or where is Jambudip, or is Alokvarsha, or all these things, we are just, is imagination, it seems to us. But it is real. On the contrary, what is being now taught in the universities, in the colleges, by the big scholars, all are myth. It's all concoctions. Mythology means it is concocted. Nobody has seen. What is it to prove in the laboratory? But you cannot prove many things, and Prabhupada said they only say tomorrow will do. This is all rascaldom. The scientists, they say tomorrow will do, though they never be able to do. What they can do? They cannot do anything. So this description should be taken as it is. Out of all these speculative methods of acquiring knowledge, the last one is Shabda. Pratyaksha, Anuman, science means Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, the sense perception. Then Anuman, hypothesis. So Pratyaksha, Anuman, Arshya, Arthapatti, Abhav, all these actually imperfect. The final is Shabda. So that Shabda also Apaurushya. Apaurushya means it is not being by any mundane people. I can say something nonsense, you can say something nonsense, and then, third person comes, all done like Prabhupada says, one political leader comes onto the power. And he actually sets the system. And after 5 years, next ruler coming, and his thing all gone, and he's again making some plans for him. Again 5 years he's gone. So this way it cannot help actually. Really, he cannot think how to do, and what is thinking, it is also not perfect, because we actually cannot distinguish between the liberated soul and ordinary human being. Apaurusha means liberated. This Shabda means Shruti and Smriti. Shruti means Vedic knowledge, and Smriti means the followers or corollary to the Vedic knowledge. given by the great sages, munis, tattvadarshibhi, tattvadrashta. They have seen the truth. The seer of the truth, they have given. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, ubhayastu anayas tattvadarshibhi. This life, the animate and non-animate, dono ka swabhav ko vichar karke, ye tattvadarshi log bataye, aise hai. Tattvadarshibhi. And again, he is saying something and supporting by Vedas, Upanishads. Brahma Sutra Padashchaiva Hetu Madhvir Vinishchitam. Even Lord Krishna, he is quoting Vedanta Sutra, Vedas. All the acharyas, they actually followed the Vedas, and that's why they are called Smriti Shastra. Smritis are as good as Vedas. So those who concoct, they never reach to any goal. They never get anything. In the conversation with Prithu Maharaj and Mother Earth, she's saying that, you know, you be pacified, you be cool. I'm a very teeny girl, a teeny woman, and you are a weak personality, I understand. But please just, you know, bear to listen from me a few words I am to say. Then she says that, these people, for many, many years, not following anything. One thing, they are avodha, they are avara. Avara means avodha, same thing, means inintelligence. They are inexplicable, not inexplicable, they are inexperienced. That's avara. Avara and avodha. In Bhagavatam, other places, avodha jata. So all human beings are avodha jata, born in ignorance. And they need to get the knowledge from the learned person, tattvadrashta. You go to a learned person and inquire from him. And te jnanam upadekshanti, Krishna says, they will impart you the knowledge. And with that knowledge you can actually understand. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam. And who gives this knowledge? This knowledge is given by Lord himself. As Lord Brahma, the engineer of the universe, he was in ignorance. He couldn't understand what the purpose of this creation. Everything is dark. So we are born into darkness. We need the knowledge to lit up our ignorance or remove darkness. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhukar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahe Mayar Adhikar. So Prabhupada has this big quotation on the Back to Godhead. So Krishna, he is as good as sun. Like Brahma was imparted knowledge from the heart. Tene imparted Brahma the knowledge. Hrida, to whom? Adikavaye, the Brahma, Adikavi. So similarly, we have to distinguish that who is actually a learned person, who is not. And in material calculation, you know, we go to the school, college, and we see because he is actually accepted by the institution, by the government institution. So I have to follow. Whatever he says, ne to class nikal denge. So we pay so much money, like 30, 40 years before, to get admitted into LA University, Houston University, or your Cambridge, Oxford, in a lakhs of rupees. Now how much you have to pay, we do not know. So Devamrita Maharaj was saying he had to pay lakhs of rupees to get admitted in the LA University. But what they're teaching in LA University, big universities, professor, they're all rascals. All rascals, because they do not know anything about the scriptures. And what they were there actually manufacturing, all are their mental concoctions. So by mental concoctions, one cannot come to the conclusion. Shrutayo vibhinna, tarko apratisthanat. By tarka, by word jugglery, one cannot come to the truth, conclusion. Shrutaya vibhinna. All the shrutis, all the smritis, they are saying different things. That's why Mahajana Jena Gatasaha Panthaha. Mahajana, the great personalities, what they are saying, you have to follow that. Rupa Goswami says in the Upadeshamrita, Tat Tat Karma. Tat Tat, what is the shloka? Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat. Rupa Goswami again says in Bhaktarishamrita Sindhu, Adho Gurbhashraya, then Sadhu Marganugamanam, Sat Dharma Pritcha. This is the process. Not that you can just by your degree, diploma, you can understand the truth. No. So Mother Earth also says the same thing, that they cannot come to the truth. What they actually do, that cannot help the people. It cannot help. Ordinary human being has a disease. They cannot follow any authority. They cannot follow any authority. But Krishna is saying that whatever paths you are following, give them all up. And he is saying that everybody follows my path ultimately. Not jatamat tatapat. Manushya partha sarvasa mama bartma anubartante. Mama bartma means my path. Anubartante, they followed manushya partha sarvasa, all the human beings. But we are saying jatamat tatapat. So these are actually the very setback for the spiritual upliftment of India. And it started long back. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he realized that. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he realized that. And they, some other, by their spiritual power, uplifted. But then it was gone completely. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, it was gone. All those nonsense followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aul, Baul, Nada, Neri, Shai, Darvesh, Karta, Bhaja, Otibari, Churadhari, Gauranga Nagari. All these. Everybody following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada, he actually broadcast the real message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the globe. It is not easy. They say, the instruction begins with Bacha Vegam, Manaso Krodha Vegam, and Rupa Goswami, he says, what is the ultimate instruction? I just read out the Sanskrit verse for you. It is Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smrityo Kromena Rasuna Manasi Niyajya Tishthan Braje Tad Anuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayad Akhilam Iti Upadeshasaram. My ultimate instruction for you, you should pass your time by Nama Rupa Charitadi, by singing the holy name, chanting the holy name, worshipping the deities, following the regulatory principles, abiding by the principles given by the Acharya, and residing in Vrindavan, especially at the Radha Kund, and follow a inhabitants of Braja. In that, Prabhupada quotes two verses from Rupa Goswami, who says the same thing from Bhaktivinoda Sindhu. Krishnam smaran janam chasya prishtham nija samihitam tat tat katha rasachasya kurjyat vasam braje sada. You should always stay in Braja, and Krishnam smaran janam chasya, you should always do Krishna smaran, and prishtham nija samahitam, you should follow a prishtha, the very beloved devotee of the Lord. Jaya Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya, Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari Ji, Lalita Vishaka Ji, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. A devotee should always reside in Braja, and engage in Krishnam Smaram Janam Chasya. Prishtham, the remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associates. That is Raga Bhakti. And by following the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again he quotes another verse from Bhakti Shamdu Shindu. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chatra hi, tad bhavalip suna karja, braja lokano sarthata. You should follow Anuraga Jana or Siddha Rupena. So one can follow somebody as a Sadhaka Rupa or Siddha Rupa. Like Rupa Goswami, if we follow, then we following Rupa Goswami as Sadhaka Rupa. But when you Raga Mark, you can follow him as Rupa Manjari, that Siddha Rupa. But it is the same. It will give you same perfection. On that purport, Srila Prabhupada, on his Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he gives his commentary that one who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna, his name, fame, form, pastimes. So he said, until and unless you are attracted to the process, attracted to the principles, you should not go to Vrindavan whimsically. And yet it won't yield any results. No spiritual benefit will be there. After getting so much training, when you are free from all your mundane desires, all mundane motivations, then one can go to Vrindavan to perfect his life. So Rupa Goswami is saying something, we are, Prabhupada is saying something. What to follow? We are Rupanugas, we should be following Rupa Goswami. Why to live in Bombay, go to Radhakund and, you know, make a bhajan kutir and follow Rupa Goswami, because we are Rupanugas. Even after 18 years, 20 years, somebody can be bewildered in ISKCON, whether Prabhupada is right or Babaji is right. You can change your thread given by your guru 3 times. You take it out, again you, no, maybe ISKCON is right. Again you put, again you go to Vrindavan, no, Babaji is saying, again you take it out. So after 20 years, 18 years, you are not even understood what is to follow. Neither you are convinced by Babaji, neither you are convinced by Prabhupada. So one needs very rigid training. Otherwise you become sahajiya. Follow hotspots. When any our gurus are leaving the planet, ISKCON, immediately they go to become Babaji or go to other Maharajas. But who gave you shelter at the first day? Who maintained you with cloth, fooding, shelter, everything? And now you go out of his shelter. This is complete nonsense. Who gave you shelter first when you left? You were going here and there. Prabhupada gave you shelter. Prabhupada preached throughout the world at the age of 70, taken so much trouble. Like Gargamuni Prabhu once was telling about Prabhupada, and he was crying and saying that, you know, he is the spiritual master of the whole universe, and he taught us how to clean the floor. After Sunday feast, everybody would go, all devotees would go, and Prabhupada would collect all the plates, throw in the garbage drum, then clean the place. And one day he said, Gargamuni, can you clean the place? And he couldn't do it. Then Prabhupada said, I show you how to do. He just kneeled down on the floor with his hand. He cleaned the place, eaten by all the hippies. So he said, this is Jagat Guru. Prabhupada didn't like to hear the Jagat Guru title because it's so cheap. It's so cheap. But Gargamuni was probably crying that, you know, how Prabhupada taught us. Prabhupada had no money and he had only $200 to come back to India. And Brahmananda Prabhu said, no, every month I will give you 200 rupee check. He was working, so he was little, peaceful. Otherwise he was thinking, every month I am paying $200 for this store front, room rent, nothing is happening. Then he said, Gargamuni, go to your father and work with your father because I need money. And by following Prabhupada's order, he went. And his father said, I can give you money, but then you have to listen what I say. So Gargamuni said, Are all your workers are following you or listening you? You are giving them money. Similarly, you give me money, I am working for you. No, what I say you have to follow. Then he was giving him beef powder in his soup, vegetable soup or fruit juice. Beef powder to break his regulatory principles. Soup mein gai ka mangs ka powder ka ke dal raha tha. Then one day he said, you have to eat meat. And before only when he was drinking soup, beef soup, he phoned many times, Prabhupada, I am breaking regulatory principle. He said, you break and work. I need money. Whatever your father says, you do. How are you breaking principle? No, Prabhupada, he is giving me beef in the soup. Okay, drink it and work. Then after 42 days or 40 days, he was given meat and he was forced. Then Prabhupada said, now you come back. So Prabhupada, he actually did something what nobody would do. And nobody will do. So Prabhupada, he has created the mission, the institution, which is actually the, you can say, unique and sublime till today. What ISKCON follows, no societies in the creation today following. We don't find. So we have to be convinced that what Prabhupada says, it should be taken as it is, not concocted. Not trying to understand something beyond Prabhupada. Then we will be misled. It says that when somebody is following as a sadhaka, sadhana bhakti, and when he is matured in his sadhana, he can follow raganuga bhakti, braja bhakti. And raganuga bhakti is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't follow whimsically the path of Babaji's, who actually whimsically following the Babaji path. Bhakti Siddhan Sri Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are condemned. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was Babaji and he was living in Bhakti Bhavan, Bhakti Kitur in Puri. He was in Surabhi Kunj, Sananda Sukhoda Kunj in what is called that place? Surabhi Kunj, the opposite of Jalangi. He was as a Babaji. He maintained the Babaji dress. And he was criticized by many so-called followers, scholars of that time. But he didn't listen. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur, he actually established something new. Giving sannyas, and taking sannyas for the preaching purpose. And Prabhupada followed the same thing. So when somebody criticizing Prabhupada, he doesn't understand the mood of the acharyas. Prabhupada is following his guru. And Prabhupada said, I became successful, only the miracle is I followed my Guru Maharaj. And if somebody doesn't follow his guru, he become asara, useless. But who is Sharagrahi? Sharagrahi means the seeker of the Sara or juice, the main object. He actually the best. So following Prabhupada is not the only you follow the principles given by the Prabhupada, but we understand his mood and mission as a follower. We should not be bewildered by Prabhupada. Like day before yesterday in the Brahmacharya Ashram in the morning, we were hearing the tape. Prabhupada was saying that our Achyutananda, he met one Mayavadi sannyasi in America, in New York, Akhandananda Babaji. So when he met Achyutananda Prabhu Maharaj, he met this Akhandananda Babaji, some follower of his, this Mayavadi sannyasi, asked Achyutananda, "You asked some question from Guruji?" Then immediately Achyutananda Maharaj said, "I don't have to ask anything from your Guru, I know everything." So Prabhupada said that, this is his conviction. Because he heard from bona fide Acharya, because he heard from Guru, that's why he is convinced. He doesn't have to know anything from some other rascals. So Prabhupada was very bold on that, speaking the authority of the Vedas. This is not fictitious. So I may take a few minutes to speak about this wonderful pastimes of Damodar Vrat, since this is Kartik month, and there are a lot of things we do in this month of Kartik. But normally the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, what they do every day, the same thing is mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Bilash and Skanda Puran. You offer a lamp, you get up early in the morning, you keep awake yourself whole night, you offer a lamp and Namavasya, offer seasonal flowers, pay Dandavat, do Parikrama, go to Vrindavan. So we are doing this every day. Not we are going to Vrindavan every day, but when you go around the Radharajvira temple, it becomes Govardhan Parikrama, Giriraj is there. And our Govardhan Shila is so beautiful, so cute. Normally you don't find this kind of Shila everywhere. Last year Brajari Prabhu said, bring Govardhan Shila. And then he said, no, because Janivash Prabhu said he should not bring. Uthake bhi rakna pada unko. And this year, So it was his desire to come to Bombay. And somebody just offered this beautiful Govardhan Shila. You see the, feature of Govardhan. Of course, Surdas Prabhuji also has a beautiful Govardhan Shila in his home. That's called Giridhari Kutir. So, this doing Govardhan Parikrama is as good as doing Parikrama in Vrindavan. Otherwise, we can go to Vrindavan and, go around Parikrama, but it won't give any benefit to us because our consciousness is not of Vrindavan. Tirthajatra Parishram Kevali Manir Bhram Sarvasiddhi Govinda Charan. It doesn't mean that we should not go to Tirthabhram. Gauranga Amar Jeshavasthane Karala Brahmano Range Sheshavasthano Brahmimami Pranaya Bhagata Sange. We should go for Vrindavan Mayapur Parikrama. But even you cannot go, you are doing service to Radharaj Bihari here in Bombay. You are doing all these things as good as being in Vrindavan. So in this month, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes from Sanatan Goswami's the book I forgot. From there, that on Deepavali day, Mother Yashoda tied Krishna up. Krishna was bound on Deepavali day. And it is in the Bhagavatam 9th chapter how, Mother Yashoda was tying up Krishna. And this month is very, very special for Gaudiya Vaishnavas because it says in the Shastra that out of all the months, Kartik month is very favorite to Krishna, as Ganges and other things. So in this month, speciality is that simply by offering some articles, especially the lambs, one amplifies the devotional service. Multiples. The special significance given. But all these ritualistic ideas, you get this, you get that by offering this. We don't want all these things. Oh, because, you know, it will happen, I offer the lamp. Oh, I will do the arti because it will happen. We don't want anything. Simply want to make Krishna happy, see Krishna happy. That's why we do devotional service. We don't have any desire to get from something from this particular birth. Do this birth, that birth. But one should be vowed. One should have birth in our life to advance in Krishna consciousness. Like so many people, they will be doing the whole Kartik. They do Kartik birth. Eating only Havishanna, that is in the evening, cooked in a the boiled rice cooked in an earthen pot, sleeping on the floor, not shaving, not going anywhere, whole day chanting and reading. So this thing, if somebody is doing fine, but if somebody is doing devotional service regularly and being engaged in other services, is as good as you are following Kartik Brata. But if I am just eating and sleeping and I am doing Kartik Brata, it is not recommended. So this month, Lord Damodar, Lord Krishna allowed his very, you know, weak, or you can say, helpless mother to bind him. Krishna cannot be bound by anybody because he has no past, no present, no future. He is not bound by time. He is not bound by space. So how you can bind him? You can bind the space? No. So the yogis, the gyanis, they actually want to see Krishna in their heart for millions of lifetimes that they cannot trace. And this is a village lady, doesn't know anything Vedic rituals. And whole day whatever she is doing, is simply to please this little Lala. So one day he just wakes up in the morning and immediately his mother is not on the bed, and immediately he runs out and he sees she is doing something and immediately comes, stops, give me milk. And she says, okay. Then he started sucking the breast of Mother Yashoda. But while she was feeding the milk to her child, she noticed that something is happening in the kitchen. Another milk was just boiling over the pan in the oven. And she just drops the child, runs to the kitchen and saves the milk, comes back. Now Lala is missing here. What she finds? She's seeing that her yogurt pot is broken, yogurt is all scattered on the floor, and immediately she thinks this is only he can do. She runs, where is Krishna about? She goes in the home and the room and finds there was a ulukhal. Ulukhal means grinding mortar for grinding spices. Still it is seen in village. There are two kinds of ulukhal, one by the hand, one by the leg. Which is the leg is called dheki. Dheki is with the foot. And ulukhal, with the hand you grind. So he puts upside down and climbs on that ulukhal and distributing butter to all the monkeys, crows, and he's also enjoying. And he was very fearful that mother, you know, Yashoda should not see it. But she was enjoying her beautiful, fearful face, looking around and enjoying that. And as soon as he saw his mother, he just jumped off the ulukhal, the mortar ground, and flee out of the house. And Mother Yashoda simply to chastise him. Or Mother Yashoda thought, my son became so fearful by seeing the sting on my hand, he may not come back again. He may just run away somewhere and just hide himself. So catch him and tie him up. So she actually with the greater speed caught that boy and brought, simply by the seeing the stick, he was crying, Rudantam, Muhur Netram. And what he was doing? Mrijantam. He was just making a drama of crying. Like sometimes the child wants something, nothing, only crying. Because they know, if I cry, then I'll get this. So Lala also said, oh, crying means I'll be, you know, free of chastisement. So she thought, Are, he's crying, threw the stick away. But if I now release him, he'll go away. No, it's better I should tie him up. And then she ties, joins the ropes, cannot tie. All the time, two fingers short. There's another wonderful, you know, presentation by Krishna. Although Krishna saw many wonderful presentations before, killing Aghasur, Shakotasur, Trinavartasur, killing Putana, seeing the whole universe in the mouth, but now again she is experiencing another thing. Are, itna chota sa bachcha hai, all the ropes gone, why I cannot tie? Still she is trying, and she having a nice fun, and all the ladies having also fun. And then finally Krishna said, Are, let her tie up. When Krishna agreed, then she could tie. So Krishna is tied not by the rope. Satyavrata Muni says, he's not by the rope. Bhakti Baddham. But the devotional rope of Mother Yashoda, Krishna agreed to be tied by her. And there was a bigger purpose behind that Mother Yashoda didn't know. He just said, you be here as a good boy. Don't do anything. Immediately he sees to these two trees. Huge trees. Standing for millions of years in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. They are cursed. Two sons, cursed sons of Kuvera, the treasurer of heaven. They are very exalted. And they are very proud being the associates of Lord Shiva. And they had access to Kailash. They had access to, you know, do fun in the Mandakini River. Mandakini means Ganges. So Kailash Ganga is known as Mandakini. And these two boys became so proud of Shiva's associates, being Shiva's associates and doing all nonsense. So they are cursed. But by the curse, they got also boon that you will be free when Krishna will be doing his Narolila in the land of Braja. And that's how these two boys are being actually removed or delivered from these two huge trees. So Satyavrata Muni says, as you have delivered these two children of Kubera, similarly you deliver from me, from this material bondage. Kuberatma jaubadha murtaiva jadvat tadvat mayachitau. भक्ति कृतौ च डिलीवर मी एंड एक्चुअली गिव योर सर्विस एट दी योर लोटस फीट. दिस इज टू प्रेयर्स. अनदर सिक्स वर्सेज, द सेवन वर्सेज ऑफ हिज कंपोजिशन ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णस ब्यूटी ब्यूटी. सो इट इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एंड वेरी अपॉर्चुनिटी गिविंग मंथ टू फोकस मोर एंड मोर स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस एंड इट gives a lot of opportunity to the devotees to energize, to amplify their devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. This few purport and the few shlokas have no purports, because these are describing the nice, beautiful, you know, what is called decorations by the denizens to welcome Prithu Maharaj. And he was a person to be welcomed in this way. And Prabhupada says that, you know, spiritual master, even the deities on Utshav days should be welcomed like that. Thank you very much. Anybody, any question? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.